Okay, good morning, everybody. Sponsored by Yikra, starting a new safer. Some interesting things on the sheet today. We'll start with an overview on carbonus. Number one is a kind of overview on carbonus from a Sefer Torah Udas, and brings really the two basic shitas of the Rambam and the Ramban, and good overview for us. Harambam b'mora nevuchim, the Rambam in the Guide to the Perplexed, masbir, this is brought, by the way, the Ramban brings this in his Pirush al HaTorah. Masbir shetam ha-korbanot hu kedei laharchik et klal Yisrael me'avodah zarah. The idea of offering up these animals was to remove us from idol worship. How so? How does that work? How does that disabuse us of avodah zarah? Kiba aratzot shegaru sham, in the land, the countries in which we lived, umisvivam hagoyim hayu ovdim lebakar vitzon. They worshipped these animals. Hamitzrim avdu et hatle, v'kasdoyim avdu l'shedim. Uberetz hodu ovdim ad hayom et habakar. There's still idol worship going on in our time to animals. Lechein tziva Hashem lishchot haminim ha'elu. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded we shecht them, we kill them. Ula hakrivam, and to offer them up. Kedei laharot, in order to demonstrate shabehemot shayu makrivim lamb, the animals to which they sacrifice, the animals to which they worship, hein ba'atzman nikravot. These are things that we actually offer up. And with this, we atone for the sin of idol worship. Ki ein ha'emunot v'hadeyot mitrafot ela b'hipuchan. Right? It's like in medicine, you have the injection you get, is the disease which removes the. So came move up a Ramban. So he mentions this. The Ramban brings this b'shem Rambam b'reish sefer v'yikra. He brings it in his Pirush al HaTorah. Now, next paragraph. Ha'abar v'nel mevi et da'at ha'Rambam. He brings the Rambam ba'ofen acher k'tzad, and he with a slight change. Ha'minag ha'mafusam ba'olam b'zman ha'hi haya shekol ha'amim hayu makrivim balei chayim le'eloheim. So it's a little bit different. Ha'abar v'nel, right? This Rambam is the source of a lot of discussion in the Mor Nevuchim. There are those that want to make the mistake of understanding the Rambam. What the Rambam is really saying is that was for them, but we don't have korbanot today in our time. The misreading of the Rambam, but it's a tricky Rambam. So the Abarbanel has a different gears in the Rambam. That the Rambam says like this: that the people in the ancients offered animals balei chayim to their gods. Lechein, Kasher tziva HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'nei Yisrael l'kabel malchuto, when we receive the Torah and we have to accept the dominion of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who lo tziva lehem lahaniach et darkei ha'avodot ha'hein ulevadle. He didn't immediately say, walk away from what we've been accustomed to in terms of relating to a deity. Ki teva ha'adam hu, the nature of a person is shu tamid notel lemurgal. A person is murgal to something. He has an habitual, offering animals, right? Me'od lahafrid et atzmo mimenu. Mishum hachi, therefore, he she'ir HaKadosh Baruch Hu es darkei ha'avodot ha'hem. God left this particular approach to serving ve'ha'etikam mehiyotam la'avodah zarah, but removed it from avodah zarah v'tziva asotam lishmo, but made a commandment that we should offer it up to our God, to the Rabbi Shalom himself. sacrifices. Ba'ofen hazeh haya efshar la'akor et rikshei avodah zarah milbavot b'nei Yisrael. So in this way, we could remove the yetzer for avodah zarah in our hearts. Now, that's the Rambam, and the Rambam according to the Abarvanel. Now the Ramban, the third paragraph, a Ramban katav shetivrei hamor nevuchim heim tamuim. The Rambam is very hard to understand. Shekashe meod lomar shetachlit hakorbanot urak lehotzi deot kozavot miliban shel reshoyim v'tikshei olam. You mean to say that the only reason we have the mitzvah of karbonos, so many mitzvahs of karbonos, is to disabuse us of false notions? The halokatu shakorbanot hen ishei reach nichoach Hashem. It's a sweet savor to a Kodesh Baruch Hu. The mashma sheyesh lahem tachlit mevula. The implication of that phrase, Ishei Reach Nichoach Hashem, which we're going to deal with a little later on, a very poetic phrase, that the Korban is a sweet-smelling fragrance to God, has it smacks of Tachlit Me'ula, of a very noble, lofty purpose. L'havi Nachat Ruach Hashem, to bring Nachas Ruach, to give HaKadosh Baruch Hu Nachas. A person brings a Korban, it gives HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyochel Nachas. V'od, further, before there was any idol worship in the world, he created Hevel Korban. Hevel offered a Korban. The beginning of the world, Va'od Noach. When Noach left the ark, he created Korban. He offered a sacrifice. There was no Avodah Zarah then. And it says there, Hashem, Kaviyochel, as it were, smelt the fragrance. Vayomer Hashem, Elibo lo osif od lekalel. I will never destroy the world with a flood again, because of the korban. Va'od halo Bilam hikriv korbanot l'Hashem. Even Bilam offered korbanot al sheva hamizbachot shebanan, on the seven altars that he built. Uvadai lo hayeta da'ato lishlo me'atzma amunot ra'od. So the final prayer, l'chein lo min haramban. So how does the Ramban understand it? Shetachlit hakorbanot hi lechaper al ha'adam. It is to provide an atonement. In other words, the korban is our sense of ourself. Ubechol ha'maasim she'adam oseh lekorbanot. Whatever we do to the korbanot, tzorach lekavein shehem be'emet ru'im le'asot lo bishvil ha'averot shebiyado. We have to imagine that it's as if we're doing it to ourselves. Lulei chesed Hashem. If not for the grace of God, in other words, if not for the grace of God, there goeth I, the korban. Sha'amar lahavi korban tmurato, to bring a korban in place of myself. Ba'ofen hazeh adam mekabel kapora al chatav. He gets an atonement. U'mekarevet atzmo leboro. And it's as if he's sacrificing himself to the Baruch Hu. Korban loshen kiruv shemekarevet atzmo la'kodesh Baruch Hu. Right? It's as if he's giving himself to a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Now, I want to skip to 4, because 4 is really a continuation of this theme of the Ramban, based on in a particular pasuk in the parsha. This is from Rav Schwab. Rav Schwab Sefer Mayim Beis HaShoeva. So one of the psukim in preparing the korbanot, it says v'hivshit et ha'olah. You have to flay the animal, take the skin off, the hide, v'nitach ota l'intachehah, and you chop it into pieces like a butcher does. V'nosno b'nei Aharon ha'kohen eish, put a fire, v'hiktir ha'kohen et ha'kol ha'mizbecha. It's talking about the Korban Ola. The Korban Ola is the only Korban that's completely burnt on the Mizbech. There's a misconception with Korbanot. Really with Korbanot, except for the Korban Ola, it's just the dung, the blood that is sprinkled on the Mizbech. Right? The pieces of the Korban go to the owner, the Bala Korban, and to the Kohen. Right? But the Korban Ola is completely burnt. So he says like this. What's the significance of this? And this picks up from the Ramban, right? This sense that the Korban is the sense of ourself. It's a replacement of ourselves on the Mizbeach. Melamed sha'ola, the burnt offering, to una hefshek v'nituach v'kalil ishi. It has to be flayed, it has to be cut, and it has to be burnt. U'bibrachot, in the Gemara Brachas, in our oral tradition, Amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi teaches, Tfilot keneged tmidim tikkun. Why do we daven? So the basic tfilot that we have, there are actually two opinions in the Gemara. One opinion is tfilot keneged tmidim. The tfilos represent Shacharis, Mincha, and Mar represent various karbonas, various sacrifices that we offered. The other opinion is Tfilot Avot Tiknu, that the Tfilot were instituted by our Avotenu. Avram was Mesakeh and Shacharis, Yitzchak Mincha, and Yaakov invented Mar, right? Actually, he was going to daven Mincha, but the sun miraculously went down, so it was Mariv. Actually, the Rambam paskens with both of these, right? In Hilchos Karbonos, he mentions this, but in Hilchos Malachim, the Rambam mentions the Avos. So here we go. So, Tfilos keneged Tamidim. The Tfilos represent the Karbonos. V'hari ha-Tamidim Olos hai. The Tamidim were Korban Ola. Morning, in the morning we offered a Korban Ola, and in the evening we offered a Korban Ola. And our davening is compared to offering a Korban Ola. So what do we do with this? V'im kein ha'avodah shalom. So our avodah, our davening, when we speak to God, shehu avodat ha'tfilah, which is tefillah, to'una gam kein hefshef v'nituach v'kalil le'ishi. Right? Our prayer, our davening also has to have these qualifications of flaying, of cutting into pieces, and of burning on the altar. How so, says Rav Shwana. Umatzinu remez lezeh b'divrei ha-mechaber ba'orachayim. You see, a halacha in our Shulchan Aruch, in Hilchos Tefillin, the laws of davening, quote, v'kach hayu osim chasidim v'anshei maisa. This is how the pious people of antiquity would conduct themselves. Shahayu mizbogadim, they would isolate themselves. To meditate, right? We invented meditation. Right? Meditation was invented by the Torah, by Am Yisrael, by Chazal, not by Eastern religions, right? Mitbodedim u'michavnim b'tfilah, concentrate in their davening, ad shahayu magiyim lehit pashtut hagashmiut, until they reach the point of pashtut hagashmiut, which means what? Literally flaying ourselves of our physicality. But it means shedding all material thoughts, all physicality. That was the idea. That's the idea of saying Psukei Dezimra. When we say the Psukei Dezimra, the Kepitlach of Tehillim, of Psalms, before Baruch Hu, that is the same idea. It's the idea of His Pashtus Hagashmis, to shed ourselves, to flay ourselves, like we did with the Korban. Ulehit Gavrut Koach Hasichli. And when we diminish the material part of ourselves, we are elevating and isolating our intellectual selves. V'hu keneged hefshet, that's hefshet. The skinning, the flaying. Shekemosh mafshitim ha'or, the same way we flay the skin on the korban, shuchelek hachitzoni, the externality of the animal, shel korban, kach tzarek lehipaleo, we have to daven lahafshit, the person who davens when we pray, lahafshit gashmiyuto, he also has to remove his physicality from him, right? Chitzoniyuto is externality. Ulegalot pnimiyut nafsho, and he has to reveal his inner soul and speak to God. Lasot tfilato rachamim v'tachanunim. So his prayer comes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu as rachamim, as mercy, and petitioning l'chem makom, before God. Od sham b'shulchan aruch. Another halacha in our Shulchan Aruch. V'tzorach shiachshov, quote, these are halachas for us. V'tzorach shiachshov b'dvorim hamachni'im halev. When a person davens, he has to think about things that are machnia his heart, that humble one's heart. What's that all about? He says, "Hu al dat mashamar katuv lev nishbar nivnitche elokim lo tevazeh." A broken heart, God will not turn away. Now you know the Kotzker Rebbe once said, "It's part of a very complicated halachic discussion." But it's a gem. And he said that there is nothing more whole, more wholesome, more complete than a broken heart. Right? Ein davar shalem kelev shavur. Right? That was the Kotzker. Lev nishbar, so that's the pasuk. V'hu kiyum, so what is this? This is a fulfillment. Again, everything in tefillah goes back to the karbonis, right? To the sacrifices. V'nitach osal l'intachel. That you have to cut the korban into pieces. V'achar hefshet v'nituach. So then you have the flaying, the ridding of the gashmis, the nituach, the breaking down of ourselves, the humbling of ourselves. Matchil b'hitlahavot, then we reach the hitlahavot, the fire inside. Lomar Baruch Ata Hashem. Now we can say Baruch Ata Hashem. Now we can start to daven. Ki'ilu makriv et atzmo, as if we're sacrificing ourselves, ba'ota sha'a. At that moment, korban l'Hashem is a sacrifice to God. Kalil ishim, completely consumed in the fire. V'yekol kulo nitfas ba'avato yiparach. And our entire being is subsumed in our love for Hashem. Now he adds a P.S., which I think is beautiful. Totally different way of understanding the first two lines of the Shmon Esrei. When we begin the Shmon Esrei, we say Hashem Sfasai Tiftach, right? It's going to talk about that. And incidentally, I want to tell you something about this. We're supposed to pause for a minute before you daven, right? It's halach and shulchan aruch. You should pause when you before you start to say the Shmon Esrei. Hashem Sfasai Tiftach. When you say that, you should pause for a minute before you start to daven. The Chafetz Chaim wrote a sefer. He wrote many, many sforim. Fascinating sefer, but he wrote one sefer for Jewish soldiers. Right? He wrote a special sefer for Jewish soldiers in the Russian army at that time. Now, this he had to condense it. He had to put things in it. It was a very small sefer to give them the strength and courage and munah and bitachon going into the army. Right? So he put in, of all the things he put in, was this idea that you should pause before you daven Shmon Esrei, pause for a moment, and you say Hashem Sfasai Tiftach before you daven Shmon Esrei. So it's important halach, important enough that the Chafetz Chaim of all Hilchas Tefillah, all the laws of Tefillah, this he chose to put into this little sefer. But listen to what Rav Schwab says, how we taicha, how we understand this phrase. Simple phrase. Ulayat mitam zeh, Tiknu lomar ha-pasuk. Maybe this is the very reason why we say this pasuk before we do Hashem sfatai tiftach, Hashem, open up my lips. Ufi agit hilatecha, and my mouth will offer your praises. Sounds simple enough, right? But listen to what he does with it. Ki hakdama l'kol tefillah. This is the introduction to all the davening, all the Shmon Esreis. Lefi sha'achar hafshatat hagashmiut. After we have rid ourselves of our materialistic inclination. Who am I to speak to God? Once you remove your gaiva, your arrogated self, you realize, who am I to speak to God? So therefore you ask God, Hashem svatai tiftach, God, you have, please open my mouth. That you should open my mouth, because Ufi agiti l'tech, so in order that I should pray, because v'chein me'achar shekol atzmi minutach nitachim is in little pieces v'nivdalu atzmotai v'nafshi nivhala ma'od. I am totally in awe of you. Ein biyecholti od liftoach pi ba'atzmi. I can't open my mouth. Who am I, little me, to speak to you? Im lo yitein li akodesh bohu koach shepi agiti l'tech. Totally different take on this little pasuk in Tillim from David Melech Yisrael, right? Hashem svatai tiftach, and ufi agiti l'tech, because I can't. I'm not capable. You have to even give me the capability to daven to you, to speak to you. Beautiful idea. So you see where I wanted to skip to that. Okay, moving right along. Let's go back to two. This is from Rav Nissen Alpert. Vayikra al Moshe. There are some pauses there in the Parshiot. The Rashi comments on the, at this point he mentions, why do we have, you know, the division of chapters. I think I must have mentioned this in the past, but the division of chapters in Tanakh is not done by Chazal. It's not done by the Chacham, right? We know that. Like here it says, for example, this is Pasuk Aleph. Right? The chapters, our chapters are that large pei or the large samech that you'll see in the Chumashim. Right? For Ptucha and Stuma. Those are the Masoretic chapters of the Torah. The other chapters were when the first Tanakhim, the first Bibles were printed by priests. So they made these chapter divisions. right? Some of them are okay, others are totally incorrect. They certainly, in most cases, ignore the psucha and the stumas, those big pays and big summits. So why do we keep them? We really have no choice. For scholarship now, all of our sforim, the super commentaries on the Chumash and the Gemara and so on, quote chapter and verse from these chapters and verses. So to take them out now would put scholarship in a total, you know, disarray. So we keep them, we use them, and it's done. That's the way it is. But why is the Torah divided into chapters, real chapters? And Rashi says, to give Moshe Rabbeinu time, she'id bonen ben parsha leparsha. So he should be able to digest the parsha as HaKadosh Baruch Hu was giving him over the Torah. He has to digest each parsha, right? So, Lahavdil, you know, there was a very famous cellist by the name of Pablo Casel. Right? You've all heard of Pablo Casel. You've heard of Rashi too, but you've heard of Pablo Casel, right? So, you know, the Gemara Megillah says, Chochma Bagoyim Tamin. There's a lot of Chochma out there in the world.
Chochma Bagoyim Tamin.
Nachon.
Bagoyim El Tamin.
Right. So, Malki is our encyclopedia Talmudit, Baruch Hashem. So he says like this. They asked, he was interviewed once, and they asked him, what do you ascribe your success in music, that you're such a phenomenal musician? So he said, music, playing an instrument, is all about the pauses. It's about timing, but timing is all about pausing. No, we went to pause.
It's the space between the notes is what I had learned.
The space between the notes.
The space between the notes.
Okay.
That was the important thing.
There you go. Yeah. There you go. So Chacham Bagoyim Tamin. He was niskaven to a Rashi, to a Chazal. Okay. So now let's go to the Vayikra El Moshe. Hahu Dichtiv. Now he's going to bring here a very strange thing. Now you see many times in the Medrash Rabbah, the Medrash will quote a pasuk. The Medrash, unlike the Gemara, so the Medrash in many places will take a pasuk from the Chumash and then say, that's similar to another pasuk. And it's very hard to discover what is the relationship between the pasuk and the Chumash and the pasuk that the Baal HaMedrash is bringing. And that's what Rabbi Albert is dealing with today. The Medrash brings a very well-known pasuk, but the question is, what is it doing here? So let's see. Vayikra Moshe, God called to Moshe, right? So the Baal HaMedrash says, Ahu Dichsiv, and that's what it means, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Do you understand this, Medrash? I don't understand this, Medrash, right? So we need the rabbi to help us. Vahu Midrash Pliya. This is what we call a Midrash Pliya, and a very strange Medrash. Vihine. Bitam, so he's going to start to explain. Bitame HaKorbanot. He's going to ask a series of questions until he gets the answer. Bitame HaKorbanot. Nemu Dvarim Rabin, as we have learned this morning, for the reason for karbonis, for the sacrifices, there are many reasons. Ayin b'chinuch u'b'mor nevuchim, amnam anu mitpalim sheyibana beit hamikdash. After all the philosophical reasons for karbonis, we daven every morning at the end of Shemona Esrei, sheyibana beit hamikdash v'nakriv ha-karbonis kimeolim u'shanik kamonios, that we should have the beit hamikdash restored, and that we should be able to, you know, unfortunately, I don't want to quote this, but you know, in the non-Orthodox world, one of the first things they did away with in the Shemona Esrei was karbonis. So if you look in the conservative siddur, the conservative prayer book, I should say, it says in the Shemona Esrei, by in the bracha of Ritzei, what do we say in Ritzei? Nasev yikrivu Ishe Yisrael. So they take out the words Ishe Yisrael, karbonis, and they say asu. We used to do, and we used to sacrifice, but not nasev and nakriv. Those two little words make that prayer book a work, unfortunately, of apikorsis. Right? Okay, so you know, because people always say, well, the conservative prayer book is very similar to the Orthodox prayer book, you know. Anyway, those two little words destroy everything. Anyway, we daven every day that the order of karbona should be restored, b'mehera v'yameinu. So karbonos obviously are necessary even in our modern technological world, even in our great in our great, the great world, the great startup nation that we were zocheh to be here in Israel, will still offer karbonos. Right? And, yeah, let's go to the next pasuk. U'bahashkafa rishona, at first glance, it would appear, in the order of our parshin, Vayikra, that the order of the mitzvahs of the karbonos are out of order. How so? Nirusha'ena davar shenitzdav Moshe Rabbeinu alav hashalom meduyak kol kach. There seems to be a mistake here in the Torah. Da kodesh baruch hu tziveu kodem al olat nedava. The first korban, the first order of the day, is the ola that we spoke about, the completely burnt offering, right? The nedava, it's a free will offering. Acher kach al hashlamim, then the peace offering. Va'acher kach al chatat habo v'shkaga, and then the sin offering. Va'acher kach al ashem, and then the guilt offering. V'kodem haya meshurat hadin. It would seem to me, litzavto al korbanot chova. The Torah should first demand and command the obligatory offerings, the sin offering, right? For example, va'achar shehishmianu korbanot chova. And after we're taught about our obligation to bring a korban, havilanu lahashmianu korbanot habaot lifnim meshurat hadin. Those korbanot that we don't really have to bring if we don't want to. A free will offering, a gift offering. The korim tzarach adam l'shalim chovotav. First, the person has to pay the bills. First, you pay the bills, then you can start giving money away. V'achakach yitein matanot. Right. So first, pay up to Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Bring a sin offering. Say you're sorry. Then you can give him an additional present. No, he says v'abir l'da'ati. So I want to suggest, what's the chachma of the Torah here? Shehishmianu akatuv sheim rotzeh adam linatzel be'osham gzeilus. If a person wants to be the kind of persona that is removed from having to bring a sin offering, or having to come on to a guilt offering. Tzarach lehishtadel la'alot boram hamayla al hasulam hamutzav arza v'rosho magia shemayma. He has to think big. He has to think out of the box. Don't see yourself as a sinner, as a potential sinner. See yourself as a korban ola, as an adam mu'ulah, as a lofty person. V'rak, that should be your first, that should be your goal. That should be on the front burner. The sin offering should be on the back burner, chas v'chalila, if I fall. But first I should see myself as a korban ola. V'rak im yasim mataratola asot lifnim mishurat hadin. I want to be someone who goes beyond the letter of the law. Right? V'liyot ko'ola asher kalil Hashem. To be like a korban ola, az yizkeh l'kol ha'pachot shelo yazik. Then he will be privileged not to fall, not to falter. V'yikach mechavero klum v'yasir mira, v'yisor mira. Ki sof ma'aseh b'machshava t'chila. Right? That should be your starting machshava. That should be your goal, your matara in life, your dream position, right? Is to be a lifnim mishurat ha'din, a beyond the letter of the law, a volunteer commitment to God, not an obligatory commitment to God. The korban ola first. So the order of the Torah makes imminent sense. V'ola bo l'chaper al hirhu ravera. The ola only comes to mechaper for the thought of doing the wrong thing. Ula ola yishal adam atzmo, and a person should always ask himself, matay yakiu ma'asai l'masei avotai. When will I reach the level of those who came before me? I'm on the shoulders of my parents, my grandparents, etc., all the way back to the Avosenu. Ve'echad ha-marbeh, ve'echad ha-mamit. Right? U'betanai, shikavin rak la'alot, al-rom ha-madrega la'shamayim. Right? So whether you give a little, whether you give a lot, the ikur is, shikavin l'shem shamayim. That should be our goal. Va'az afilu im lo yagi ha-shamayim, ha-kodesh boruch hu'yan kurav, Schar ki ilu al shamayim. If we have that proper kavana, Kodesh Baruch Hu gives us the reward. Then he says, now lachzor ledvar manal. Let's get back to our original question. What does Shema Yisrael have to do with karbonos? Ki birutzot Yehudi lekabel alav o malchut shamayim. A Jew wants to accept upon himself the dominion of God's kingdom, which is Shema Yisrael, is Kabbalah Zol Malchus Shemayim, accepting God, embracing God. Tzarech lisgorot einav. How do you do that? By bringing a sin offering? No. You have to close your eyes and say Shema. V'lo lihitchashev klum im kol ha'olam. Shut out everything else. U'liyached rak Shmo Yitbarach. Just concentrate on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ulahamlichol, kol pnota aretz, and be mamlich HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that HaKadosh Baruch Hu rules the entire world, v'lo lahaniach miktsoe echad ba'olamo chutz mi'ashem v'torato. The whole world runs on the technique of Torah and mitzvahs. V'gam limud ha-karbonis, and studying the karbonis v'sidron, and the order of the karbonis in the Torah, limadnu yesod zeh. Teach us this. Shetzarach li'ishtadeh la'alot. We have to climb, reach, we have to think big. Birum ha-maila, the highest level, kedei shelo yipol, so we shouldn't fall, chalila v'chas, b'shol tachtiyo, to the lowest level, v'yavo lidei averot chamurot, shel gzeilu kedoma. Right? So Shema Yisrael, Vayikra Moshe, Karbonis, start at the top. Start with Shema Yisrael. Incidentally, I just want to add a little PS here. This Gemara is actually a Gemara Menachas. The Gemara says, Echad hamarbe ve'echad hamamit, vayikar sheyikaved et libo l'shem shamayim. It's one and the same if you give a lot of money, or one and the same if you give a little money. But the main thing is that your kavana should be for l'shem shamayim, not for cover, right? So I always had a question on this Gemara. The Gemara could have simply said, "Hamarbe v'hamamit v'haikar shekavanet libo l'shem shemayim." The word be'echad in Hebrew, you don't need that word. Echad hamarbe, echad hamamit. Which could just say hamarbe v'hamamit. The one who gives more. You translate the one who gives more without the word be'echad, or the one who gives. So why does it say echad hamarbe v'echad hamamit? So I think the pshat is like this: the echad. Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't look at the zeros. It's a mathematical idea. You can give, somebody can give $10,000 to tzedakah. He has the capability. Another person can give $10. Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't look at the zeros. Echad hamarbe ve'echad hamami. He reduces every gift to the same level. It's not about the money. V'hikar shekavanet libo l'shamayim. The main thing is your kavanah. Okay. Let's go over the page. Now this, I think, is this morning's finest moment. This Ktav Kabbalah, which is number 3 on the sheet, which is the hardest to read, because unlike most forum today, Baruch Hashem, the Ktav Kabbalah has not been reprinted yet and retypeset. But the Ktav Kabbalah was written by Rav Mecklenburg, and it was written at the time of when biblical criticism was a rage and affecting Klal Yisrael. And he wrote a sefer, Pshat, which is a masterpiece. So we've quoted him before, but I want to quote him on his interpretation of a phrase that we saw at the beginning of the shir. That we see this phrase repeated in Sefer Vayikra many times. Ishei Reach Nichoach Lashem. That the Korban is a fragrant, a sweet smelling fragrance to God. Now normally that is about the Korban, the sacrifice. We think like a barbecue. You know, you make a barbecue, you put a good piece of steak on, you marinate it, you put stuff in the smell, the aroma, right? I don't know if you feel the way I do about it, but that's one interpretation of Ishei Reach Nichoach Lashem. But listen to what he does with this phrase, Yishei Reach Nichoach Hashem. Totally different interpretation. So here, let's see what he says. Heitev Amar Bezeh, now he's really quoting the Sefer Maaseh Hashem. He's quoting from the Sefer Maaseh Hashem, which was written by Rebbe Elazar HaRofe. Ma'ashe Nemar Bekarbonos Reach Nichoach Hashem. Lo Lisaper Ma'awat HaKarbonot. This phrase, unlike the conventional wisdom, contrary to conventional wisdom, is not talking about the sacrifice. Ki im maise ha'ish u'machshevotav. It is reflexive on the baal ha'korban. It's the fragrance that he smells from the person bringing the korban. Listen well. Ki ha'mevi korban. When a person brings a korban, lo yachshov, he shouldn't think shebe korbano levad, right? Nitchaper avono. He's going to bring a korban. He's going to write a check. He's going to stuff it up a shmona esrei. All will be forgiven. Aval yale bedaito shekorbano eino ki im reach nichoach el mashu atid laasod. No, the korban has to be a reflection, a fragrance of if he has changed, what he has become by bringing this korban. If he doesn't do anything to change himself when he brings the korban, nemar alav, and concerning him, we quote a pasuk in Yeshayahu, lamali rov zivchechem. God says, I don't want these korbanos. Vehu shal alav yitbarach loshen reach nichoach. So the Torah uses this terminology of reach nichoach, going on a fragrance. What do we know about fragrance? You know, you can smell a perfume from around the corner. You don't even see the person. You can smell someone coming. You know, you ladies know, you know, your friends, you certainly, oh, I smell, you know, so-and-so's coming around the corner. I smell her favorite perfume. Kemo ken yiyak, korban lifnei Hashem, the korban to Hashem, kimevaser al ha'maasim ha'tovim she'atid ha'makriv la'asot mikan v'hala. So the korban is a fragrance, has to have the smell, the fragrance of the future ma'asim tovim of the bal ha'korban, that he has changed. V'nikra reach, and it's called reach, fragrance, ki al kol davar, for everything, nirgash al ha'margish terem bo alav, right, yushalo. Because the fragrance, you can always smell the fragrance even before the person comes. Bilashonenu loshen reach, and it's called fragrance. And he quotes, Kevi'iyov merachok yareach milchama. I smell the coffee from a distance. Va'amar, al pi kol imkein, kol ha'mevi korban. Anyone who brings a sacrifice, yitein dato la'asot tshuva. He should, the ikar is not the korban. The essential ingredient of the korban is the tshuva, the attitude. Ulehit karev alav, and to bring himself close to Hashem, ad she mikorban ze yariach Hashem ma'asav hatovim sheyaseh mehayom. That from this korban, Hashem will smell his fragrance, the reach nichoach of the Bala Korban. This is a poetic idea. Reach Nichoach Hashem is talking about the smell of the Bala Korban. And without that, the Korban is meaningless to me. I'm not interested in your check. I'm not interested in your davening. And I'm not interested in your Korban. I'm interested in you changing. Changing. And that's really what tefillah is all about, you know? How does it work? You know, a person has to ask God for forgiveness. So what happens? He's davening Shmona Esrei and God forgives him. What happened? Did I change? Did God change his mind? What happened? So, tefillah, the lashon of tefillah, mitpaleil. Adam mitpaleil. I'm going to daven now. In Hebrew we say, I'm going to be mitpaleil. Right? Really it should be, I'm going to be mifaleil. What is mitpaleil? Mitpaleil is reflexive. Right? Mitpaleil means I am going to daven almost myself. It means that I'm going to change. So the trick about tefillah is, how davening works is that God doesn't change, man changes. The person who started davening that Shemona Esrei, and the person who ended that Shemona Esrei, when he walks back three steps, is a totally different person. That's the power of tefillah. That's the power of tefillah. And God smells that fragrance after we daven. Okay, we'll end here. We did four already, five we'll leave for another day. Thank you all very much.